We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Interesting story here. The NYPD has sent a cease and desist letter to Google demanding it stop the company's Waze app from notifying drivers of the location of cops on the road ahead.
WCBS's Mike Smeltz is following this story. Mike, first, for those who are uninitiated with Waze, how does that feature work, and what is the issue the NYPD has with it?
The feature is user-generated, which is key, at least in a legal sense here. Drivers using Waze can submit a report that they spotted a cop car at a certain location. Waze then passes that information along to the rest of its users. Now, the NYPD says this information is being used to notify drivers of DWI checkpoints, which isn't completely accurate because there isn't a specific DWI checkpoint alert on Waze. It is just a general police up ahead alert. Police say Waze is facilitating the spread of dangerous information that's putting the public at risk. The department also claims that Waze app users that post the location of police officers may be engaging in criminal conduct, that they are aiding drunk drivers in evading checkpoints. Now, I spoke with Michael Krause, a professor at the Antonin Scalia Law School at George Mason University. Krause says there's not a single law that he knows of that makes it illegal for a citizen to let other citizens know the location of police officers. Krause says this isn't like notifying a brothel owner, his words, that the police are about to raid their brothel. With Waze, it's only drivers letting other drivers, most likely law-abiding drivers, know that a police officer is nearby.
Mike, I wonder, this police notification feature on Waze has been around for years. Why does the NYPD seem to be so concerned about it now?
That's really unclear at this point. I mean, it could have something to do with the city doubling the number of speed camera locations, and this cease and desist about DWI checkpoints is a preemptive strike in some way. Waze and Google have faced criticism for years from law enforcement for this police alert feature, but it is still operating on the app. I mean, Senator Chuck Schumer raised concerns about this 8 years ago, and nothing has changed. The NYPD is threatening legal action if Google doesn't give in now, so we'll see if this develops into a larger issue in the courts.
All right, Mike, interesting story. Thanks, WCBS reporter Mike Smeltz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.